Crime Does Not Pay.
Stay away from me, lady. Far away. I hate to stick my foot on you.
Gall. Of all the colossal gall. Georgie.
Yes, ma'am.
I want Bullsey. Get him for me.
Look, boss, nobody gets close enough to Bullsey to even see his face.
Why not?
His dog. He's more wolf than dog. He'll tear a man's throat open like a hot knife in there.
What's the matter, Georgie? Afraid of a dog?
Everybody's scared of that mutt, boss. Not just me, everybody.
I want Bullsey. Nobody moves in on my territory and gets away with it. And if you won't take care of him for me, well, I'll have to devise a little plan to remove him myself.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In a moment, you will hear The Gangster Was a Lady, starring Blanche Yerba. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Blanche Yerba as Martha Lady Fuller in The Gangster Was a Lady. Crime has its roots in many places, in slums, in greed, in lack of education, in warped minds. Martha Fuller was a product of none of these conditions. Educated, equally well-bred, Martha, known as Lady Fuller for obvious reasons, loved power and the feeling of controlling the destinies of men weaker than herself. Add to this a streak of cruelty plus a polish and personality that belied everything she did, and you have a picture of this woman who took the wrong way of her own volition, fully conscious of what she was about. Lady chose her field of operations, and with her loyal, if none too bright, lieutenant, Georgie Linden, Lady Fuller moved in.
What do you want to come to a joint like this for, boss?
Be patient, Georgie. You'll see. Oh, waiter.
Yes, madame. Is there anything we can do for you?
Does it matter which booth we sit in?
Oh, no, madame. No matter. Business is not busy this time of today.
Very well. Sit down, Georgie. This will do as well as another. It's back far enough.
You wish to order, madame?
I have a singer. Georgie?
A shot with a beer chaser.
Sir, one stinger, one rye, beer chase.
And the proprietor.
Something is wrong?
From the sign on the window, I believe his name is Mario Festa.
Si.
Get Mr. Festa. Well, don't stand there. Bring Mr. Festa.
Yes, madame, right away. One stinger, one rye, Mr. Festa.
That's a character, ain't he, boss?
Like most people who work for their money, weak, bumbling. As you would say, a character.
Ah, the woods is full of the boss.
I beg your pardon. You ask for me? Yes, ma'am, I am.
Sit down. I want to talk business.
You want to talk business?
One stinger, one arrive with beer and a cider.
Yes, put them down and go away.
Well, Julio?
Yes, sir. Right away. Yes, sir, of course.
All right.
Well, now, here's to your increased business, Mr. Festa, after you've done business with me.
Well, perhaps, madame, you will explain this to me.
Trouble with your place, Festa. You don't have any music.
Oh, orchestra I cannot afford. Cabaret license is too expensive.
Canned music is reasonable.
Sure, we can let you have a jukebox and records cheap. All the latest. Bebop, everything. Make the joint jump.
Oh, please. I run the family type restaurant with small bar, as you see. This kind of music, no, not for this place.
We think you ought to have one.
You tell me my business?
Show him, Georgie.
Check.
Ever seen brass knuckles before, Mr. Festa?
They fit good.
We think you ought to order a jukebox, Mr. Festa, from us.
Please, I don't make much money. I don't need a jukebox. Such music, such records,
The gentleman seems reluctant, Georgie. Show him your brand of salesmanship.
Check.
Get out. Get out.
You, lady, hoodlum.
All right, Georgie, pay him for the drinks and for the insult.
You bet, boss. It's a pleasure.
Okay, Georgie, use one of those paper napkins to clean the knuckles. Now then, you, Fester. We'll deliver a jukebox in the morning. The bill will be with it.
Please. Yes, yes. You leave me alone. Please.
Pay your bills, that's all. Waiter, take care of your boss. And have someone clean up that blood on the floor.
Hey, boss. This character has a music maker.
Oh, I see. And here. Kind of gaudy, isn't it?
I don't know. I kind of like all those colored lights.
Well, I'll give you a lesson in taste later. Here's the owner.
Yes, madam, what can I for you?
You the Schwartz that owns this place?
I am.
Where did you get that horrible musical contraption?
The jukebox? I rent it.
You'll get a better deal with my firm.
Yeah? How do you know? I haven't told you what this one costs me.
Whatever it is, we'll cost you less.
You know, ma'am, I've rather been expecting you.
That's so. Very interesting.
You're Lady Fuller, aren't you? And this is your boy, George.
Should I give it to him now, boys?
Quiet, Georgie. May I inquire, Mr. Schwartz, how you know my name?
Of course. Mr. Bob Bolsey told me to expect you.
Bolsey? I see.
So you see, Miss Fuller, as I'm contracted with a Bolsey outfit, I can hardly deal with you. I'm sure you'll understand what would happen.
Oh, I understand. However, I think you'll soon be dealing with me.
Could you protect me against Bolsey?
That may not be necessary.
Careful, boss. We don't know this guy.
I think we know him very well. Now, he pays off to Bolsey out of my territory. Very well. Before he's much older, he'll pay off to us. But double, because he made his deal with Bolsey before he talked with me. Good afternoon, Mr. Schwartz.
What now, boss?
You'll see. Live long enough and you may learn, Georgie.
Al?
Mr. Bolsey?
Al, who are you?
This is Martha Fuller.
Well, the lady. To what or whom am I indebted for this honor?
You can cut the jokes until we meet in person, Bolsey.
Hey, you do really think we ever will?
Not if you don't get out of my territory and stay out. But I'd be happy to attend your club.
You deal from the top of the deck, don't you, lady?
Straight from the top.
Yeah, well, so do I. Tell me, you ever met Butch?
Butch? Who's he?
Just a minute. Hey, Butch. Come here. Say hello to the lady.
What is this, Bolsey? Not a joke?
All right, now, Butch, now. No, lady, that's my bodyguard. Quite intelligent, too. Knows my enemies before I do at times.
Look here, I've no time for nonsense. You get out of my territory or there'll be real trouble.
I see. You stay away from me, lady. Far away. I'd hate to sick my dog on you.
The gall of all the colossal gall. Georgie.
Yes, ma'am.
I want Bolsey. Get him for me.
Look, boss, nobody gets close enough to Bolsey to even see his face.
Why not?
His dog. It's more wolf than dog. Tear a man's throat open like a hot knife in butter.
What's the matter, Georgie? Afraid of a dog?
Everybody's scared of that mutt, boss. Not just me, everybody.
I want Bolsey. Nobody moves in on my territory and gets away with it. If you won't take care of him for me, well, I'll just have to devise a little plan to remove him myself.
You got guts, boss.
And brains. Tell me, Georgie, does Bolsey go in for women?
Well, he ain't married, if that's what you mean.
That's part of it. You know, Georgie, I have an idea that a couple of ladies are going to call on Bob Bolsey and Butch.
A couple of dames?
That's what I said. Now pay strict attention, Georgie. This is what I have in mind.
Yeah, Freddy.
Hey, you got visitors.
Yeah? We expecting anybody?
Had a couple of dames, anyhow.
Dames? Here?
All right. Quiet, Butch.
You know, that mutt makes me nervous.
Yeah, he won't bother you unless I tell him to. What about the dames?
Well, they got nerve, if nothing else.
Yeah? No looks?
They'll do. Anyways, they sashay through the outside door, and the blonde says, "We've come to see Mr. Robert Bolsey."
Is he in? Just like that, huh? This I gotta see.
And now you do see, Mr. Bolsey.
You don't mind, I hope? Your man took so long.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
You want us to toss him out, boys?
Well, I wouldn't think of it. All right. Quiet, Butch.
Oh, wonderful dog. Is Butch his name?
Yeah. All right, boy. Yeah, that's his name.
He doesn't seem to like my sister and me.
No, he's wary of strangers.
Are you that way, too?
Yeah, usually. What's your name?
Mary. Mary Fairbanks.
Your sister?
Louise. But she's a little shy with strangers. That's why she hasn't said anything.
Yeah, I don't like this, boss. Let me throw him out.
Before we find out what their business is? Of course not. What is your business with me, ladies?
Our business?
This. All right, Georgie.
Check, boss.
Hey, boss, he's got a gun. Get him when ain't no danger.
Now, Butch, go get him.
Wait. You shot Butch.
I told you to stay out of my territory, Bolte. Let him have it, Georgie.
No, don't you... You
see, Georgie, the dog was no trouble at all.
I almost didn't get the heater out, boss. Women's clothes.
I must say you don't wear them with any style, Georgie. But no matter, our business is taken care of. We leave the mortgage here. We have business elsewhere.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with The Gangster Was a Lady. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Blanche Yerka as Martha Lady Fuller in The Gangster Was a Lady. In due course, following the killing of Bob Bolsey and his man, the bodies were found, the police were called, and the routine of investigation was begun. Witnesses were their usual forgetful selves, as they usually are in such cases. Other members of Bolsey's gang found employment of sorts elsewhere, and the police under Lieutenant Dave Burns apparently drew a complete blank. But Lieutenant Burns was well aware of the rivalry between the Bolsey gang and the ladies' outfit. It was his business to know such things. Therefore, he sent his sergeant, Johnny Platt, on an errand. The sergeant returned, his errand completed.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Okay. Bring him in.
All right, you two in here.
Not exactly a luxurious layout, is it, Georgie?
Oh, I seen some precincts that was dirtier.
We'll do without that.
Got your book and pencil, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
You don't mind, Miss Fuller, if we take down your statement?
Well, if you get a statement from either of us.
Yeah. We ain't talking. We'll see about that.
Do you mind if I sit down?
As a matter of fact, I do mind, Fuller.
Well, you're hardly a gentleman.
Save it, Fuller. Who don't sit in my office? You pick yourself a man's racket, expect to be treated like a man.
I see. Kind of third degree.
Hmm? I want the answers to a few questions. I intend to get them.
Apparently, you don't care particularly what methods you use to obtain those answers.
No, apparently I don't. Did you kill Bolsey and his boy?
You really don't expect me to answer that, do you, Lieutenant?
Where were you the afternoon he was killed?
Let me see. Oh, yes. George and I went for a drive in the country. Nature at this time of year is lovely, don't you think?
Save it. Anybody see you in the country?
Did anyone told you?
No, not a living soul.
Afraid we have no other alibi, Lieutenant.
Bolsey invaded your territory, didn't he?
Well, everybody knows that. I believe it was reported in the daily newspapers.
Mm-hmm. That means war in your kind of world, doesn't it?
But you seem to know all the answers, Lieutenant. Why ask me?
I'm consulting you for an expert opinion.
My consultant's fee is high, Lieutenant.
Then you admit you are an expert.
I admit nothing. And your sergeant can write that down, too. Now then, Lieutenant, I'm tired of standing. Are you holding us on charges or just making talk?
Well, I could hold you on suspicion. I may do just that.
Then I want my lawyer before either George or I say another word. And by the way, I wouldn't advise you to try to use that passport in court. I'll claim duress. I doubt if a jury would like that. After all, I am a woman, Lieutenant.
All finished, Fuller?
For the moment, yes.
Good. Now get this. I think you and your boy here killed Bolsey. I'm not too sure you didn't do this town a favor if you did kill him. But the law is the law. Someone will fry for those killings. The next time you come back here, you'll come back to stay.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you so much for the warning. I'm sure it's offered in a cooperative spirit. Come along, Georgie. I believe our visit here is at an end. Or did you have any further questions, Lieutenant?
Get out, lady. Get out quick before I forget I'm an officer of the law and a gentleman.
Here he is, Lieutenant. See? Wounds all healed.
Yeah. Great job, Doc. When we found him, he looked like one dead dog.
Just creased, I think you call it. The bullet cut through the flesh on his skull and scored the top of his head. Fraction of an inch lower, he would have been dead.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like a gentle enough hound for a German shepherd.
Why? Did he have a reputation for viciousness?
Well, from all we heard at headquarters, the whole underworld was scared of him. I believe he did kill a man once. Bolsey used him as a bodyguard.
Hmm. Dog's been through a bad time. Suffered from shock.
Here, Butch.
Hi, fella. Atta boy.
Next thing you'll have him sit up and beg.
Oh, he'd learn that sort of thing quite easily. He's an intelligent animal.
Say, could Bolsey have merely built up a legend about Butch?
Easy, boy. Easy. Well, not necessarily. Dogs can go through personality changes as the result of shock, just as humans do sometimes.
Hmm. What do you know? Live and learn.
In any case, he's safe for children now.
Mm-hmm. Up, Butch. Up.
What do you want me to do with him?
He's the only witness for the state. He deserves protection.
You're running up a big bill, Lieutenant. Butch has an expensive diet.
I think I'll take him with me, Doc.
What do you do with him?
Oh, keep him around. I got a hunch about him.
Yeah?
I have the idea that, well, dogs are pretty loyal. Not much judgment, but loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Butch didn't know what his master really was, and he didn't care. But he just might be as interested, almost anyway, as I am in finding the party who killed his master.
Hmm.
Looks like homicide has itself a pet to take care of.
Looks like Festa's doing business, doesn't it, Georgie?
Sure it does.
You, Festa, come here.
What do you want? More money, I don't have it.
The joint's full, it's jumping.
I can't pay you more.
That's what you think. $10 a week more, starting now.
I won't do it.
Georgie, call Julio over here.
What are you going to do?
Hey, Julio, come here.
You don't make more trouble.
You follow me, boss? All right, Georgie, lesson two for Mr. Festa. Let him have it.
What you do with that gun?
No, no.
You need a new waiter, Festa. This one's got a hole in him. You pay, Festa, or we'll ventilate you the same way. There's the total for the week, Georgie. $2,500. Not bad. Not bad at all.
I'll never understand it, boss. all that dough from the nickels and music boxes?
Simple arithmetic, Georgie. Enough of anything. Always adds up to a lot.
2.5 pieces a week. Yippee.
It'll get better as we expand our business. Answer the door, will you, Georgie?
Yeah, sure, boss.
Another 50 machines in the East Hill District. About a dozen on the south side. And then the suburbs. I'll leave
one in.
Hey,
we got company, boss. A pencil-pushing cop.
Oh, Sergeant Platt. Well, this is an unexpected pleasure.
I hope it's a pleasure, Miss Fuller.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah, the lieutenant wants to see her. Said he'd have come himself, but he's kind of busy. He told me to apologize.
Wasn't the lieutenant being a trifle sarcastic, Sergeant?
Well, sergeants don't ask questions, lady, not from lieutenants. I got a squad car outside. Are you coming?
No need to be so forceful, Sergeant. We'll be happy to visit the lieutenant, won't we, Georgie? Shall we go, gentlemen?
This way, Miss Fuller. You remember?
Yes, indeed I do. Don't be so worried, Georgie. I'm sure all the lieutenant wants are the answers to a few more questions. This door, isn't it, Sergeant?
Yeah. That's it.
Well, Lieutenant Burns, how are you?
Fair enough, Fuller. I see you brought your boy.
Of course. You asked for him, didn't you?
Quiet, boy. Quiet.
What a nice big dog.
Ever seen him before?
Of course, Sergeant.
Yes.
Can't say I have.
He looks like...
A lot of other police dogs. Intelligent animals, for the most part. Is our police department setting up a canine division?
Oh, no. No, nothing like that. I found this fellow in bad shape. Had a vet fix him up. He's mine now.
I see. Nice of you, Lieutenant.
Shall we get to business, Fuller?
Of course.
I'm holding you on suspicion of murder. The Bolsey case.
You haven't a shred of evidence.
We might get some.
In 48 hours...
Maybe less. We have our ways.
You dare lay a finger on me.
No, no, never on you. Not that some of our matrons wouldn't like the job, but we like to try the weaker sister first. I wonder how Georgie here would enjoy a small session in our cellar.
Nobody can make me talk if I don't want to.
You'll want to.
My lawyer will have us out of here before you can...
We don't have to let you talk to a lawyer for 24 hours.
You try anything like this, Lieutenant, and I'll sue the city. I'll have your job...
But I am trying.
You'll get no place. You'll have no corroborating witnesses.
No, won't I?
You'll have nothing to take into court.
Sergeant, hold the man.
Yes, sir. Take your hands off me, copper.
Go get her, Butch.
Butch? Who's this dog?
Yes. And he knows you, doesn't he?
Hold it.
Oh, it's a good leash. Chain. He's got his temper back, Sergeant. Sick of Butch. Get her, boy.
Get away from me. Oh.
Scared now, Fuller, when you haven't got your gun to shoot him with. Go get him, Butch. Tears your hem neatly, doesn't he? Wonder what he'd do to your leg or your throat.
Stop it, he'll kill him.
Go on, Butch. Back her into the corner. Go on, Butch. Go on.
Back down. He's calmed me for life. He'll kill me. Hold him.
He's a wolf. That's no dog. It's a wolf.
Get away from me. Get him away.
How'd you do it, Fuller? We heard about 2 dames.
Get him away. Get him away, I say.
How'd you get close enough to Bolsey? How, Fuller?
Georgie and my clothes, our guns. Get that beast away. Get him away.
Who else did you kill? Talk, Fuller. Talk.
No one. Georgie killed the waiter.
Yeah, you told me to. You ordered it. You planned the whole thing.
Get him away. Get that dog away. Get that dog away.
All right, down, Butch. Butch, stop it. Stop it. There we are. All right, Sergeant. We'll book them both for murder. Strange is how a dog can change its personality.
Crime does not pay. Blanche Yerka, who was starred as Martha Lady Fuller in The Gangster Was a Lady, will be back with you in just a moment. Now, here in person is Blanche Yerka.
It seems to me that if there is a moral to this story, it lies in the word fear. The two proprietors who were among the lady's victims let fear rule them. And it was too late. Everyone learned the high price of fear. A little courage at the beginning, when the victims had a chance to call in the proper authorities, might have obviated most of the damage done by the lady. Proper action at the proper time in real life will obviate a great deal of the damage done today by organized crime. But fear makes the price very high. The price is always too high for all concerned when you have to learn the hard way that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Miss Yerka. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marks B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The Evitts characters and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.